Good morning, Lagos. This is Wiba Boer on Power Solutions on Nigeria Info 99.3 FM. So back for another week of talking about how we are going to solve the power problems in Nigeria. So we have two special guests today. The main guest is Hannah Kabir, who's the CEO of Creeds Energy. So she'll be talking to us about her company and what they've been doing to bring light to Nigerians all over the country. But we're actually going to start. So welcome, Hannah.
Thank you for having me.
So we'll come back to her in a second. But we're going to just have a few minutes with a special guest from France named Thomas Bonicelli, who is here in Lagos for the first time in Nigeria, the first time in Africa?
Indeed.
First time in Africa?
In Nigeria, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. So your first destination in Africa is Lagos.
Yes. Glad to be here. So right. Good morning, Lagos.
All right. Most people, you know, they go to Cape Town, Nairobi, maybe Accra, and then 10 years later, they cautiously come to Lagos. But you came to the destination to start with, so well done. All right, so Thomas is here. He's here to lead a team to organize a big solar conference that is going to help close out the year for the industry, taking place on Wednesday and Thursday this week. So, Thomas, give us the details so our listeners are aware of what's coming.
Yes, good morning, everybody. So, it's Thomas from the company Solar Plaza. This is going to be our third event in Nigeria. Just to begin with, you can see a lot more details about it on solarplaza.com or the specific website of the event, which is nigeria.thesolarfuture.com. This is an event that's going to gather about 200 professionals, government, bank, etc., authorities who are all involved in the development of the solar future for the Nigeria. Our intent is really to push and help the local population to benefit from all the improvements of solar energy, get cleaner, get cheaper energy. So this is the right place for like all those involved in this business to come, get new contacts, get updates on the market, etc. This is going to be, as Wiba said, like on Wednesday and Thursday this week in Lagos at the Eco Hotel. I've mentioned the website before because this is where you can still register at a cheaper price than if you're coming at the door and like buy your tickets for the 2 days. What's going to be really interesting in there is that we're going to touch upon a lot of things on mini-grid and off-grid. We'll touch also a bit of commercial and industrial, CNI. And to name you like a few of the key people we'll have a great opener, which is Miss Damilola Ogunbiyi from REA, and who's soon going to be really heavily involved with the UN. So it's going to be super interesting to see what she's got to say as an opener to the event. In partnership with All On and USADF, we're also hosting like the USADF and All On Off-Grid Challenge. So there's going to be some cool updates on what happened on the winners last year, who's winning the challenge this year, what those companies are, what they are doing in Nigeria. And else, well, we're going to touch about broad topics like financing, some success stories in CNI. And for instance, we'll have a local celebrity in Nigeria, which is Femi from Femi Ademeyo from Energy, who's very well known. We'll talk about investments. We'll talk about like the effects of currencies to get like funding from outside of Nigeria. We'll be talking about specific off-grid topics. We'll be talking about the Nigeria electrification program, hopefully. So like a very broad topic. We'll have about 40, 42 people coming on stage at one point or another. We will have about 200 attendants. And one final thing, which is really like cool this year, is we're going to have a complete place with exhibition. We have like the latest number is we have 28 different entities who will exhibit at the venue. So yeah, like over 2 days, you can meet a lot of people, you can learn a lot, you can get contacts, you can like see all those companies and entities, and it's Nigerian and international ones. So yeah. 2 days of time well spent to really grow your solar business, and we hope to see you there, and we hope we're helping to really like develop the future of solar energy in Nigeria.
Well, thank you, Thomas, for that very quick summary. So again, anyone out there who's interested in what we talk about on the show, even to meet and hear from the people that you've actually heard on the show over time, and get to talk to them directly, they'll almost all be there. And Thomas and his team are now going to work 24/7 for the next 48 hours to put on and prepare for this amazing event. And so thank you again for coming to Lagos. And so one more time, so how do people register? Just give that to us one more time.
So nigeria.thesolarfuture.com Or if you can't access it, solarplaza.com and follow the link on events. This is the next event we are doing in the world, and we hope you can register online again before the event because it's going to be cheaper for you.
All right, and it's going to fill up soon, so there's not a lot of space left. So exactly. If you're interested, be sure to head over to that site, register, and then we'll see you at Echo Hotel on Wednesday. All right, thank you, Thomas.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, so now we're moving to Hannah. So Hannah comes to us. She's from Jigawa State.
Yes.
And it's one of those states in Nigeria that people down in Lagos probably have never even met anyone from Jigawa State. And so it's great to have you on air with us today.
Thank
you. To Sanunki.
Yowa.
Yade.
Life,
yeah. Inakwana.
Life,
yeah. Yeah, Lagos.
Lagos is good.
It's good. Ah, baki ajin hausa?
Life, yeah. Lagos.
Okay, to bakumi. Okay, we'll continue in English from here.
Okay.
But Hannah, thank you so much for coming. I know you've just been in Sierra Leone. You've been very, very busy, so I know it was tough to get you on, but glad to have you here. But if you can just start with giving us a little bit of your backstory, you know, how a young woman from Jigawa mm-hmm. has become kind of a Africa-wide leader in off-grid energy. How did that happen?
That's a big introduction. Thank you. So I started in the industry in 2012.
Okay, but before that,
and
how did you get into the industry?
I studied business economics
okay.
at Queen Mary in Westfield, University of London. I came back to Nigeria to start my NYSC, and
okay.
I was in a telecoms industry.
Okay.
Actually, I started with Intercellular, and that's where I think I fell in love.
Intercellular.
What did
that become? Is that one of the mobile companies now?
It
or
was one of the first CDMA
okay.
companies that provided phones for
okay.
service centers and telecenters, we used to call them
okay.
then. And I was working with the commercial side where we provided these phones to business people.
Mm-hmm.
So small businesses that wanted to operate a call center.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned to program phones, and I made the connection about how technology can be an enabler.
Mm-hmm.
That sparked my interest in learning more about technology, but also finding ways on how you could use technology to enable businesses most especially. After Intercellular, I moved to Galaxy Backbone PLC,
okay.
which
okay.
was a government agency
mm-hmm.
that provided internet services for ministries, departments, and agencies.
And they own satellites, right? That are
yes, they
okay.
have VSATs, and
okay.
They run the e-government platform
right.
for
okay.
most of the government agencies. I was lucky to work in several departments there, from strategy and development, public relations, corporate governance, and I guess going through all the different departments enabled me to see how a business is structured
mm-hmm.
and how it develops also
mm-hmm.
because initially it was a company that was owned by Jigawa State. It was called Galaxy ITT.
It was initially owned by Jigawa
yes,
State?
Yes, before
oh,
it
wow.
became a government company.
Okay.
So from then on, I decided to take a break,
mm-hmm.
do a master's. And I wanted to apply for ICT in development.
Mm-hmm.
But funny enough, I was given renewable energy enterprise and management.
Okay.
So
that wasn't actually your choice.
That wasn't my choice.
Okay.
I had no idea what renewables was. This was
okay.
in 2009.
Okay.
And after speaking a bit with my brother who, you know, for me, I decided, well, I can't go and do something I don't know anything about. I don't think it will even be something useful within Nigeria.
Oh, really?
Yes,
okay.
at that time. So my brother convinced me that, well, it's just 1 year, at least go and try it out. And
older or younger brother?
Older.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So it was something I really enjoyed, actually.
And where did you study that?
This was in Newcastle.
Okay.
Yes, at Newcastle University. And it was a PTDF-funded scholarship.
Okay.
So I did that for 1 year. And
oh, so that's why you didn't really get to choose what you were going to study.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay.
So once
okay.
I came back, I knew for certain that this was what I wanted to do. I wanted to provide services and solutions that
mm-hmm.
would solve Nigeria's energy challenges, and electricity was one big challenge that we're still facing.
So it's interesting that you went into this thinking, oh, there's nothing here, why am I wasting my time? And now 10 years later, you're like at the forefront of the field.
Yes.
So what was it in the course that kind of opened your eyes to realize, okay, this is actually what I need to do?
Solar. We live in a country where it's right on the equator. We have sunshine most of the year. Mostly all parts of the year, and across the country as well, the resource is good. And you see a lot of European countries that have a fraction of this solar resource running on solar energy. So why not Nigeria?
Right. And now a lot of people, even in Nigeria, say, okay, yes, we understand solar works fine in northern Nigeria. It's very hot, it's dry. And they believe that somehow Lagos, maybe Niger Delta, it doesn't work. But what's your experience?
Newcastle is a very cold place.
It's wet and cold. Yeah.
Like, it's the coldest place I've been.
Right.
And they have solar panels.
And it works fine.
There. It's working very well. And I don't see why it wouldn't work.
So where did that stereotype in Nigeria come from? Any idea? Why do people think it just won't work?
I think it's the awareness, because I've seen the industry move from solar doesn't work to actually, okay, maybe it does work, then to, okay, what applications would it work for? And that has been proven as well,
right,
up to the level where you can have grid-connected solar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's raising awareness and letting people know about these solutions and what they can provide.
Right, okay. So now, okay, so you came back 2012, you now started your own company. Was it you, your own money, or how did you, did you have a partner, or was it just Hannah?
So in 2012, we started Creeds Energy.
Okay.
And I say we because it's mostly that I started the company, but it's been a team effort so far.
And your brother, who advised you to do solar, did he invest in your company?
No, he's late, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. But, sorry to hear. Okay.
It's one thing that I don't regret doing.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's like you're keeping his memory alive by...
Definitely.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And for me, Creeds Energy was... Creeds actually means Creative Renewables Enterprise Developers.
Oh,
but
wow,
it's such a long name that we decided to shorten it to Creeds.
Okay.
Creeds Energy.
So wait, say that name again. That is a mouthful.
Creative Renewables Enterprise Developers.
Wow.
Because
okay.
our focus was we always wanted to develop enterprises with whatever solutions we provide.
Okay. But it was a business, because that almost sounds like a name of an NGO, but it was a business from the beginning.
Definitely.
Okay. And so 2012, yes, you set up Creeds.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the journey? What has the journey been like?
I applied for the You Win competition at that time. And we got our funds to start the business from UWIN, which is a federal government initiative, which we're very grateful for.
Right.
And since
what was
then,
the amount of capital that they were giving out?
$10 million to
As a startup.
Yes.
Wow, that's impressive.
So it was
milestone
based, and that's how we started.
Okay, and that worked very well.
It worked very well.
Okay.
Of course, we had to raise money along the way as well, and. Thankfully, it's been a good 7 years.
Right. Okay. So, what was the first product? What were you first focusing on when you started?
We were trying to really understand what people wanted and what solutions would work. So we started from the solar lanterns, but I certainly knew that we wanted to provide solutions that are a bit more than lighting, because I think Nigerians need more than just a light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have to be for productive uses.
Mm-hmm.
So it was something that we wanted to be as easily adaptable to what people are used to.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, with the energy efficiency changes, but changing people's behavior is quite difficult.
Right.
So it's easier to try and adapt to what people are used to. So we created Light Day.
Okay.
That's the brand we're using for our solar standalone systems.
It's the same brand you use today?
Yes, the brand was actually created this year.
Oh, okay.
But since then, we've been doing research on what systems would mm-hmm. work, what offering would work, mm-hmm. what would be affordable mm-hmm. as well, and packaging that to provide the light day solutions.
Okay. And you do your own R&D and you develop your product?
We do R&D together with partners as well.
Okay.
Within and outside of Nigeria.
Okay. Yeah. And then the product is it made, I guess most companies are producing in China. Is that what you're doing or?
Taiwan.
Okay. Taiwan.
China.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And so now this product is in the market and where is it available?
Right now, we're starting off with Abuja, okay. Rivers, and Plateau.
Okay. Plateau, that's Plateau, good to
yes,
hear. All right.
To Olon in USADF, of
okay.
course.
Okay.
We'll be doing 100 systems there, but we've already done about 42 systems in Pape in Abuja.
Okay.
Where we piloted before refining the system to what it is today.
Okay. And so, what does your typical customer look like?
So our typical customer is a small business owner who mm-hmm. is currently using a 1 kVA range diesel generator
okay.
that I pass my neighbor
mm-hmm.
range. So they usually need power for operating their equipment, mm-hmm. appliances such as barbing, clippers, the refrigerators, lights and fans,
mm-hmm.
We've had quite a lot of feedback, a lot of success, and a lot of learnings
okay.
along the way with some of the challenges we faced. But so far, we've been getting good feedback.
Okay.
Yeah. And some of our customers are already finishing up their repayments because the
okay.
systems are also on a lease-to-own basis. So,
okay.
It's been almost 2 years now.
Okay, so it's 1 kVA.
1 kVA solutions
okay.
with two panels, 500
okay.
watt
okay.
and a battery.
Okay, and then about how long, so you said it takes them 2 years to pay it back?
Yes.
Okay, and so what's the, is there a down payment? How is it paid for?
So we started with a down payment of 10% of
okay.
the value of the system. And we decided to equate the weekly repayments to a daily rate that
okay.
they're used to paying. For instance, they pay 1,000 naira to fill their generators
every day
on
okay.
a daily basis.
Okay.
So what our system is providing is stable power, reliable supply,
mm-hmm.
and you have guaranteed at least the 8 hours that you're within your shop, you have power.
Right.
And they get to pay between 500 and 700.
Okay, so it's less than
it's
what they
less
were paying.
Than, yes, they're getting 30% reduction in their energy spend, but getting better power supply.
Okay, and so of the 42 systems that you kind of piloted,
mm-hmm.
How many defaulted? Were there any situations where they just kind of didn't pay and it was you had to take the system away or?
Right. So we had one where there was an incidence of theft. So
okay.
the system was stolen.
Okay.
And we had to go through the police and rectify that.
You got the system back?
No, but we're solving it with the
okay.
With the business owner.
Okay, but if they're not paying, you shut it off, right? So whoever stole it has
so that facility is now built in because
okay.
previously it was just component-based systems
okay.
without the smart
right.
technology. Right now we have a smart integrated system where the payments are also monitored
mm-hmm.
and the customer relations platform is also from Solaris that we're working
okay.
with. And it's a bit more technology-driven than the
okay.
basic.
Okay, so you had one theft, so
mm-hmm.
that's not that bad.
Not bad.
And then anyone
and
who
then
just didn't pay?
Defaults, yes. We've had a couple of defaults.
Okay.
And what we do in that instance is to work with the customer, of course. In very extreme cases, we would have to retrieve the system and auction it off and reinstall.
Okay,
yeah.
okay. But now, so let's not talk about then more of the where it didn't work, but talk about where it did work. Are there... can you give us some stories about companies, small companies that use the systems
mm-hmm.
and what it's meant for them and what it's done for their business?
Yeah, so we're thankful that most of our business till now has been referrals
okay.
from customers who have been happy with our offering. And this has, we've had customers like Pascal Chinedu in Pape who runs a boutique.
Okay.
And he's very happy with his system. We have a motor show, Jamiu. We have Mrs. Badia. She runs a chemist and she sells cold drinks as well. So it's been quite interesting to see how just by providing that power, it's enabled them to do more business during the day and get more revenue for their business.
Right. And so are these are small businesses that weren't on the grid at all, or they still have a little
bit
of grid power?
Some of them were on the grid. Others were not grid connected. And typically what happens in Papé is that they get power for 2 days and then 1 day off. So it's neither there nor.
Right. Yeah, so then you still need a solution and you don't know when you need it.
Yeah.
So they've at least been able, they got rid of their generators, I guess.
Most of them, yes.
Okay. Some of them are keeping them just in case
just in case.
So how long does it take a typical customer? Maybe is it a month or 3 months when they say, okay, now I'm sure I don't need my generator, I can get rid of it, or most of them still have it somewhere in the back?
So there was a picture I took when we went round to one of the customers. He actually got rid of his, like, within the first 2 weeks after installation. And all you could see was just the oil stain in front of his shop where the generator used to be. So that was quite encouraging.
Right, okay. Yeah. And then the ones that still do have some grid power, do they basically just shut that off, or...
It's still there. Sometimes they use that to also charge their batteries, but it's not their main source.
Right. Okay, so but for the most part, it now gives them reliable power. They don't have a noisy generator. They're not fueling it every day.
Exactly.
And does it, I mean, you know, we often say in Nigeria that it's really an economic decision. People aren't that concerned about climate change, environment, and all that. Mm. Is that what you're seeing, or do people who, once they have it, is there kind of a sense of satisfaction that they've kind of done the right thing, I guess?
I guess the first instinct is, okay, how much is it going to cost me in Naira and Kobo? And of course, they're business people, that's their concern.
Yeah.
But afterwards, they also see that there's less noise and it's more comfortable to work in that environment. One of the studies we did in Wuse Market, you had people saying every day they go to work, they come back, their bodies are itching because of the fumes and the generator and the noise, and it's always they could relate that to them falling sick.
Okay.
So it was one where they could see that there are benefits to having an alternative,
right,
without the emissions and the noise.
Okay. All right. So let's go to the phone lines. Zainab, can you give us the numbers?
On 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. This is Nigeria Info. We are listening.
All right, so while we're waiting for callers, I just wanted to ask you, so I know you've been in Sierra Leone recently working on a huge project there. You were there forever, it seems. So what was that? And oh, we have a call first. We have to take the call.
Okay.
All right. Hello, good morning. Good morning. Oh, next one. Good morning. These networks. The telecoms is where you used to work, right? So, okay. All right, so let's talk about Sierra Leone. What brought you to Sierra Leone and kept you there?
Right, so Sierra Leone is a consulting project that I'm working on.
It's not finished.
It's 94 mini grids.
94 mini grids.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
And it's a government of Sierra Leone project being implemented by UNOPS.
Okay.
Yes.
You can't tell us more than that. 94 mini grids, that's a big deal. Let's hear more. So what's
so
your
it's
role?
It's called the Rural Renewable Energy Project.
Okay.
And I'm a mini-grid expert with Enensis, a German company that is providing technical assistance to UNOPS, the ministries and operators within Sierra Leone.
All right. And so are you actually going out to these rural areas and...
I've been to a couple.
Okay.
Yes.
And Sierra Leone is... We think our infrastructure here is poor, but I think Sierra Leone is way worse,
right?
Yes,
there's a lot to be done.
That's very diplomatic. Okay. All right. And so you're, that's an ongoing project that you'll be supporting?
Yes.
Okay. So now you're basically taking what you've learned here and then taking it to Sierra Leone, right?
So we've worked on mini-grid development projects with the GIZ, for instance, mm-hmm. here in Nigeria since 2015.
Okay.
And we've had a lot of learnings there as well. So definitely there are things that we're taking from here, but also things that I'm learning mm-hmm. from there.
Right. And so, okay, so now back to Nigeria. Mm-hmm. So good. I was worried that maybe they were going to take you to Sierra Leone and keep you there, but you're just a consultant there. So we'll still have you back here. But the project that is ongoing now for Rivers and Plateau, tell us mm-hmm. a bit about what you're doing there.
Right. So we're providing the standalone systems to 50 businesses in Plateau and 50 in Rivers. We've almost completed our installations in Plateau. And so far it's been going well, and we've had repayments coming in mm-hmm. from the customers. So it's going well, and hopefully we'll have a...
Oh, we have another call. All right, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, what's your name, please?
My name is David. I'm calling from Lekki.
All right, David from Lekki. What is your question this morning?
Okay, so interesting topic. Yeah, I like the way she's on our island, the whole thing. My two questions. One, I want to find out, do they have an outlet in Lagos now? Have they started operating in Lagos? And then secondly, what are the chances of becoming a partner, as in a distributing partner for them? Because it's something that's really required in Lagos, I think.
Right. Yes. Exactly. So there's a huge market here. Hannah, how could he get your product in Lagos? And then, do you have distributors that you work with? How do you sell your product?
So right now we're selling them through a service center.
Okay.
So we set up service centers within all the locations that we enter. Currently, we're not in Lagos yet, mm-hmm. But you can reach us on a number if you check our website, www.creedsenergy.com,
okay.
or on 070-524-28087, and we can give you more information.
Okay, maybe take that number two or three more times so okay. people have a chance to write it down.
070-524-28087. Or you send us an email on info@creedsenergy.com.
Okay. All right. So number one more time.
070-524-28087.
All right. So listeners, if enough of you call that number and convince Hannah and her team to come to Lagos, maybe they'll move here. But right now they're in five states. So Rivers, Plateau,
Abuja. And we're planning Niger and Kano.
Niger and Kano. Okay. And not Jigawa?
We'll see.
Jigawa later? Okay. All right. Great. Okay. So you're now working on this project in Rivers and Plateau.
Mm-hmm.
But so what's next? What do we have to look forward to? And is Lagos in the plan?
So our plan is to do at least 1 megawatt systems across
megawatt?
Every year.
A megawatt combined. Okay.
So 1,500 systems a year,
okay.
amounting to about a megawatt across the country every year.
Okay.
And we're raising financing to be able to do that across the country.
Okay. All right. So at some point, Lagos, you're going to have to come to Lagos to keep those numbers up, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay, great. Okay. So Lagosians, you will get Hannah and Creed's Energy in Lagos soon. But Zainab is now telling us that it's time to round up. So Hannah, just give us a sense of, you know, where do you think your company and then even sort of the off-grid space or the energy space is going to be in Nigeria in 3 years?
That's it. It's a big space to be in. It's grown so much. And for us, we're looking to be one of the top five companies providing services and solutions across West Africa within the next 5 years.
Okay, just all of West Africa. The problem here is too big. Do you really need to go anywhere else?
Well, I'm not excluding the West African coastal.
Okay, all right, good. Okay, well, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Listeners, if you want to hear more from Hannah, she'll be at Solar Plaza, the conference that Thomas talked about, Solar Future Nigeria, on Wednesday and Thursday. She'll be there. You can listen to her and talk with her further. And she also gave the numbers where you can be in touch. So thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been great having you. And to the Lagosians, I hope you learned a lot. And we'll be back next week.
Thank you.
Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.